Welcome to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth Podcast. What is truth? Why do we believe what we believe? Rabbi Woodcock of Bet Tepela shares his discoveries in history, philosophy, culture, and religion. Join us to discover the truth and redefine your faith.
Shalom, and welcome to Emunah Be'emet. I'm Rabbi Woodcock, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discover the truth and redefine our faith. Today we're talking about the loss of truth. Recently, I noticed a meme on Facebook showing Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler and how they were aligned in putting visual identifiers upon those they don't agree with or like. History recorded the fact that Hitler wanted to eliminate all the Jews, so he started by forcing them to wear armbands identifying their ethnicity as Jewish. The meme stated that Trump wanted to do the same, but only for those who were religiously Muslims. I asked the person who posted the meme for any proof like sound bites or a video of the event. All they could do was point to several stories in the mainstream media, all saying the same thing, using identical talking points. So I did my due diligence and started to look for the truth of the matter. All the articles this person sent me all speculated about Trump wanting databases, armbands, etc. But one thing I noticed was that there was no direct quotes from Mr. Trump. I've seen the media do this before where they ask questions trying to create a narrative to smear somebody with trickery and deceit, so I was real skeptical of what really took place. Then a while later, I heard the full-length actual interview on the radio. Mr. Trump never said any of what the mainstream press reported. I was correct in my assumption of the media. The truth of the matter was, really, a reporter trying to trap him in a gotcha moment by asking Mr. Trump if he supported things like databases for Muslims and the wearing of ID badges. All Mr. Trump ever said was, "Who are you? And what do you think?" So I continued on in my dialogue with the person and shared the truth of what really happened. Sadly, this person didn't care and kept spreading lies about the situation because the truth didn't fit with their political narrative. So just a little FYI, Donald Trump is not my first choice for President of the United States, so that had no bearing for me personally regarding this issue. What was really upsetting to me is that this person who claims to be my friend, based upon the fact that they claim intelligence, a good thought process, open-mindedness, they're not a hater, they're against hypocrisy. But when it comes to the truth, reality, facts, and of course believers in Yeshua Jesus, all of their intelligence, thinking habits, open-mindedness, love, and anti-hypocrisy goes out the window, and the evidence is all right there on their Facebook wall. The truth, truthfully, doesn't fit into the worldview of many today, and sadly, they are hugely deceived, these people. Their reality is based upon them feeling good and living in a huge world of liberal lies and political correct bias. Some of them think that they are so smart, but their head is buried so deep in the sand that they are intellectually pale from the lack of the sunlight of truth. Okay, in all truthfulness, this is a bit of a rant. But I know of other like-minded, truth-seeking people who are dealing with the same thing. They are trying to talk about real issues with people who don't really care about truth and reality. As long as they feel good, or they think that they are being part of something that is important to them, is considered cool with celebrities and pop culture, and is spoken of in high regard by those they consider to be their peers, they don't care if everything else around them is heading towards damnation. As long as they feel good, it's all good. Intellectual honesty has been put aside for whatever reason, and all indicators seem to point to the tried and true historical conclusion. We are headed down a path of destruction because of the mass belief in lies. So what does the Bible say about this? 2 Timothy 3, starting at verse 1, reads, "You must realize, however, that in the last days difficult times will come. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unfeeling, uncooperative, slanderous, degenerate, brutal, hateful of what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They will hold to an outward form of godliness, but deny its power. Stay away from such people. For some of these men go into homes and deceive foolish women who are burdened with sins and swayed by all kind of desires. These women are always studying, but are never able to arrive at a full knowledge of the truth. So the Apostle Paul here gives us some indicators about what is going to happen in the last days. People will be selfish. They love themselves and only care about what is important to them. In fact, an example of this was the other day. I was driving home and had a man pass me, and I was speeding a little, but he cut me off, flipped me off, made me slam on my brake so he could make a right turn right in front of me. And I'm sure many of you could tell of similar tales that you have seen on the road. Selfishness. Just look at the driving. People love money. Just look at all the stuff people have around us. It's that mentality of keeping up with the Joneses. Or that there's this philosophy, he who has the most toys wins. People today brag about themselves. Millennials today are all about getting the most hits on YouTube. They don't care what they do as long as they become internet celebrities with thousands, tens of thousands, or even better, millions of hits. That is why many of them get arrested for posting their crimes on the internet. They want to be famous and they don't care what they do to gain celebrity status. We see today that the superego is in charge. This last generation of students are really struggling with constructive criticism because all of their life, everyone gets a trophy. Disagreement means that you are a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, or a bully. It's all about their superego being in charge. And if you disagree, you're hateful and need to be punished, even if they and their superego are wrong. Bullying others. Even though they're yelling today at the top of their lungs that bullying is wrong, if you go against their worldview, they will lie about you, push you around, and smear your reputation. They disrespect authority. They don't care about rules unless they can use the rules to get someone they don't agree with in trouble. And then there's ungratefulness. There's these people with this entitlement mentality. They think that the world owes them, but they are so lazy to go out and work for themselves. Then, of course, there are those who embrace filthy living. Think recently about how a famous basketball player was found passed out in a whorehouse after doing a ton of drugs, and everyone is concerned about his well-being. But nobody cares about the real heroes who have life-threatening injury because of their service to their communities or to their country. Shameful. People in society today don't love. They have this appearance of charity, but honestly, look at how people are treated and trampled on, especially around the holiday season. Or when you see the lack of love when someone thinks that their text message is more important than paying attention to their driving and the lives of those they might affect if they get in an accident. People today don't want to get along. There's no I in team, but there sure is a huge lack of team in this world. And I even look at those who claim to be Christians who can't get along and work together to do the important things, like love their communities and tell people about the love of Yeshua Jesus. Of course, it's okay to tell lies about other people's. And we as believers are lied about all the time. All you have to do is look at social media and see how the non-Christians are portraying Christians. And it's interesting to note that when they want to make a societal or political statement, they always lie about what Jesus said and what he wants from the scriptures. There's this mentality that it's okay to live in debauchery. The hookup culture is running rampant today. I hear about websites that get hacked all the time, threatening to blackmail people who are looking to cheat on their spouse. Or worse, these people are cheating with their spouse. The sanctity of the marriage bed is tainted with pleasure seekers who are looking for the next feel-good experience that ultimately leads to death. And about bullying, it's bad to bully, but it's okay to bully Christians. Or they hate everything that's about God. Daily, the rights of Christians and believers in Yeshua Jesus are being taken away. Everything from the right to life being cut short by beheadings and crucifixions in the Middle East by Muslims, the right to life by unborn babies, all the way to the limiting of free speech in the United States because someone can't come up with a legitimate argument to support their theory that nothing exploded, programmed itself with complex information, found a compatible genetic mate, and eventually turned itself into a dinosaur. And loyalty today. The divorce rate has been about 50% or so for the past couple of decades, but that number is going down. Oh, don't cheer just yet. That's because less people are getting married nowadays than before. There's still that mentality of why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? People just aren't going to commit if they don't have to. And of course, people don't care about hurting others, and I talked about this about texting and driving, but there's other things too, drinking and driving, me first, all of that stuff. Well, there's a spirit of pride. You know, who apologizes anymore is polite, not the prideful person. Who can admit their mistakes or say that they have flaws? Not the prideful person. Who asks God for help? Not the prideful person. In fact, God's not even allowed into our society nowadays. Of course, these people cling to whatever makes them feel good for the moment, regardless of the cost or the lasting effects. Poor Charlie Sheen tells the world that he is winning, yet because of his desire to feel good with porn stars and prostitutes, announced to the world recently that he has HIV. How sad that he didn't consider the cost for his lifestyle. And of course, these people, they don't love God. It's much cooler to be anything but a Christian today in our society. It appears that the truth of the matter is that we are living in the last days based upon what our society is doing, how they are behaving, and what they are thinking about. So in reality, we have to ask, who are these people really following? Who are they really listening to? John 8, 44 and 45 says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and has never stood for truth, since there is no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks in character, because he is a liar and the father of lies. But it is because I speak the truth that you do not believe me." People might claim to follow great teachings like that of Buddha, Allah, or Shiva. They believe that man is so powerful that mankind can change the weather, and if you don't believe it so, you should be put in jail, even though empirical science says that they believe a lie. Many have degrees and accolades of men. They claim enlightenment because they are people of culture. They have become a Homo sapiens sapien, a wise, wise man. They know about humanism, socialism, and communism, and they believe that they are wonderful, even though all these isms have failed every place they've been tried. They are super people who have arrived by the superior way of thinking, even though the facts prove their theories are wrong and empirical evidence is a thing of the past. You know, God called it a long time ago when he inspired Paul to write in Romans, starting in chapter 1, verse 22. Says, "Though claiming to be wise, they become fools and exchange the glory of a mortal God for images that look like mortal human beings, birds, four-footed animals, and reptiles. For this reason, God delivered them to sexual impurity as they followed the lust of their hearts and dishonored their bodies with one another. They exchanged God's truth for a lie." Let me read that again. "They exchanged God's truth for a lie and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." How sad that people are so deceived by the father of lies and are going to spend eternity away from the glory of God. They might even claim a religion or faith in something, but if it isn't faith in Jesus and living daily loving and serving him and others, it is ultimately the following of Satan, regardless of what label is put upon it. So, the Bible says that we are to stay away from these people. Witness to them? Yes. Have intimate fellowship with them? No. John 8, 31 and 32 says, "So Jesus told the Jews who had believed in him, 'If you continue in my word, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth of the matter is you can tell those who have real faith in Jesus. They act according to the Word of God, spend time loving Him and others, living in the truth of Jesus, and have been set free from sin and the lies of this world. Our response to the world around us is to continue to ask those trapped in the cares of this world if what they believe in isn't true, would they want to know? If they say yes, great. And if they say no, we need to pray that the scales of deception will fall from their eyes and that those who are deceived by the father of lies would come to saving faith in Yeshua Jesus. We need to pray for these people today that they would confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead. And of course, after that, we need to continue to pray for those people who are deceived by their father, the liar. And then we need to move on and find the low-hanging fruit, those that want to hear the truth about Jesus. All indicators point to the fact that Yeshua Jesus is coming back soon. And we need to get out there with our beautiful feet and share the good news with others, because eternity is a long time to be wrong about spiritual matters.
Thank you again for listening to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. We pray that your faith in the truth has been strengthened today. We would love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and encouragements. If you'd like to learn more about Bet Tevila Messianic Synagogue, are interested in supporting this ministry through prayer, or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us online at bettevila.weebly.com. Again, that's bettevila.weebly.com. Join us next time to discover the truth and redefine your faith.